Hey guys, Professor Chris here. I just want to give you a heads up that this episode is a special episode with the Eat Sleep Fantasy and Sleeper Wire guys. We are doing a collaboration at SportsCon this year in Dallas, July 13th and 14th. We're working with the ESF guys. Dale is an awesome person over at Eat Sleep Fantasy. And this episode right here is just us talking about Draft Night Out, which is the official fantasy draft event of SportsCon, going to be held in Topgolf Dallas on July 13th, and it's going to be awesome. Details inside the show. Hope you guys enjoy.
All right, everybody. This is the Eat Sleep Fantasy / Sleeper Wire episode, otherwise known as the Eat Sleeper Wire Fantasy. We are hosting Draft Night Out in Dallas this July 13th. We're going to get to all the details in a couple of minutes. First, I want to introduce myself. My name is Dale DeMott with Eat Sleep Fantasy. And joining me is none of my hosts, co-hosts, or writers, or contributors, because everybody's busy on my side. That's very typical of Eat Sleep Fantasy if you guys don't know who we are. On the other side of the call is Sleeper Wire, and they have a lot of guys joining us today. One in particular, Adam Moe. He is on the call. Adam, what's up? And why don't you introduce everybody else that's on the phone?
What's up, Dale? You did that beautifully. We got Chris Moore, Professor Chris. We got Jason and George from Breaking from the Grind. And we got our own Matthew McConaughey impersonator, Primetime Lucas. And all of us are going to the SportsCon event on July 13th. And we're going to be in Dallas, Texas at Topgolf. And man, you guys should join us. It's going to be a blast.
Yes. So the purpose of this is basically to let all of our listeners know and all the podcast and fantasy football world know what we're doing, how we're doing it, and inviting everybody to join us. One thing I do want to say before, if you do want any information that we're maybe skipping over or going through too fast, you can check us out on draftnightout.com. or on Twitter at Draft Night Out. So we have partnered up with SportsCon, formerly National Fantasy Football Convention, to host their official fantasy draft event. So we're really excited about that. Again, like Adam said, it's going to be at Topgolf in Dallas. I know there's a couple Topgolfs around or in Dallas, so make sure you check out our website for the exact address for which one. But basically, we're going to have food, live drafts, several of them simultaneously at the same time, trivia, raffle tickets for all kinds of signed sports memorabilia, including jerseys and balls and all kinds of good stuff. What else are we going to be doing, guys?
Picking up the energy a little bit. That's what we're going to be doing. Yeah, Adam, why don't you go through the signed jerseys that we have? Because we got some good ones there.
All right, we got Tony Romo. We've got Pat Fitzmaurice. We've got Patrick Mahomes.
I was going to say, we have a signed Pat Fitzmaurice jersey. That'd be pretty sick.
I want in on that one.
Are we allowed to enter that contest?
The Pat Fitzmaurice signed jersey contest?
Hands down. I told him this on the show when we had him on. Hands down, the nicest guy in the fantasy industry. Dude, he
is so nice. You keep saying that, man. You keep saying that.
That dude rules.
If we see him and we all ask him for an autograph, would you think he'd be appreciative?
Yeah, like a Green Bay Packers custom jersey that said Fitzmaurice on the back, and see if he'll sign it.
Come to Draft Night Out where we promote Pat Fitzmaurice. That's
so Pat Mahomes.
Okay, so we've got, what did I say? I said Troy Aikman. I said Patrick Mahomes. I said Tony Romo. And we've got Sleeper, who's sponsoring this event. They've given us a ton of rings to give out to each of our league winners, as well as a bunch of shirts and tons of swag that we're going to be giving out through them. We're going to have our own Draft Night Out t-shirts that we're just going to be giving out like candy. We've got just so much going on, man. You've got the hot dog eating contest with Jason and George. It's going to be great. They're going to go at it. They're both going to suck on wieners. It's going to be awesome.
Whoa. Hold on. I try not to interrupt, but I am not in that hot dog eating contest.
You are now.
You are now. You are now.
It is Dale and Jason and we're going to take a couple of people from Top Golf Fantasy, the people who pay to show up. We will get volunteers from them to join as well, and the winner will get a very awesome prize.
Are the hot dogs free? Because I might be into it if they are. Can I just get like two hot dogs and some potato salad?
You can't skip dinner, sorry.
I'll tell you guys this. I'm risking my life and my marriage doing this. My wife is vegetarian, and she hates when I eat any kind of meats at all. And hot dogs are definitely not on my list. And so
that's okay. Hot dogs aren't real meat anyway, so you're good. You're covered.
You can get the all beef ones, right?
Guys, if we're paying for a hot dog eating contest, are we going to go for the all beef ones, or are we going to get the cheap, shitty Oscar Mayer off-brand ones?
If I'm doing this, I got
the ones that we're not even gonna warm them up. They're gonna be fresh out of the package.
Hold on, stop. Are we glossing over the fact that Dale has a list of food he can eat?
You know what?
I mean, we just, Jason. Totally moved on.
Let's
from
revisit
the fact
this.
What else is on your list? Can you have pepperoni?
That's funny that you say that because I had pizza tonight for dinner and pepperoni's. She frowned upon getting pepperoni on the pizza because it's something about the processing. It's really bad for you.
Apparently. What about the sauce? The sauce has like meat byproduct. Is that good?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay. It's just pretty strict about meat.
What were you allowed to have? Wait, you're hiding meats in your house, aren't you?
Oh yeah, 100%.
He's got like,
Slim Jim's on his side of the mattress.
No, I'll hide beef jerky in my back pocket and just walk around. And I walk around the corner.
Like,
I go to the bathroom. I eat some beef jerky.
Following
and,
you around all the time.
He just likes me better than you, babe. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm very concerned. I need to know, and please don't disappoint me. You can lie to me. I don't care. Are you allowed to have bacon?
No. Bacon's good. It's weird. She is like 99% vegetarian, and bacon is probably the one thing that she the exception of the rule. So
But does she eat other pieces of the pig? Because I feel like if you're allowed to have bacon, you're killing
like
pig anyway.
It's like it's negotiating with the terrorists here, guys. I don't have the say so. There's no rules. Okay. It is what it is.
And, it's just like meat on a whim.
Yeah.
I was about to say that. I feel like your wife's like one night like. Yeah, you can eat steak tonight. And then next week, hey, do you want to have steak? No, we don't eat steak.
Yeah, exactly. You're 100% right. Yeah. Or she just gives me the side eye every time, order a cheeseburger.
Do you ever get the, well, you can have that cheeseburger today, but you're not getting sex tonight?
Worth it because chances of it happening anyway weren't very good to begin with.
Very soon. Right? Very soon to begin with. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You know me. Yeah, that's
a thinly veiled threat chances. That it wasn't going to happen in the first place.
Yeah,
I feel like we derailed, but it's been the best kind of derail.
I'm glad we came back to that. Anyways, so some of the other stuff, guys, if you look at draftnightout.com, all the drafts that we're going to be having, you're going to get expert analysis on the team and the league, and the best graded team in your league is going to get a prize.
Who's going to grade the teams?
We are.
Awesome.
Not only that, but we're going to do trivia.
I'm a professor.
Throughout.
I grade for a living. There you go. So, we're going to do trivia? Should I come up with a bunch of strangers?
Yes, you should, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to stick it on PowerPoint and see if I can put it on like a screen at the end and then have trivia going on, and then whoever answers the most trivia is going to get some signed memorabilia. Well, we didn't even talk about the possibility of having some players, so we have these connections. We have two people who are both looking in, and they are connected to people at the Dallas Cowboys organization, and they're looking to get actual NFL players at our draft. So you would have this like small setting. It wouldn't be SportsCon proper with the 4,000, 5,000 people who's ever going to be there. It would be like just who's at the live draft, and you would be hanging out with an NFL player for like 30 minutes or an hour or whatever. But that would be cool. And I'm going to see if we can even get one to like draft with us, which would be.
It's going
to
be like a retired backup offensive lineman.
Dude. Like Arthur Whittington III.
He was a great guest.
He was great.
Yeah. One other thing, also in the Diamond Package, draftnightout.com, you also get three private episodes from either Eat Sleep or Sleeper Wire for your league of choice. So we'll actually do three private episodes for your league.
That's right. Yeah, yes. That should be really fun.
This is not like Firefest. We will deliver.
Yeah, and that's I didn't want to put that in there because it gives me more work to do, but you know what? You guys are worth it.
Can we
buy the diamond? Yeah.
Can we let Break from the Grind do one? I mean, we won't talk a whole lot about your fantasy, but we'll make fun of each one of you.
I mean, we'd have to have like a $40 package for that.
Oh, well.
You got to give money back.
You actually have to pay for it.
I'm actually thrilled that somebody would pay to talk to Jason and I. I mean, that was a win in my eyes. I thought you'd say we have to pay them.
Yeah, exactly.
So beyond Draft Night Out, I think afterwards for everybody listening and joining us for Draft Night Out, we probably will do something afterwards, some type of after party later that night, because I think we have the room until 10 or 11 p.m., and that's still pretty early. So if you want
to make everybody back to the Airbnb.
Yeah, no, I don't. Well,
well, listen, I'm glad I don't have to pay the deposit. We didn't put the deposit down, so if you want to invite somebody back, that's cool.
It's in my name. It's fine, guys. What can go wrong?
I don't know. You're just going to have a bunch of dudes all staying there after eating hot dogs. All like one room. Going to be full of meat sweats and bad gas. Ugh.
Yeah, you guys are all sleeping together.
Food is included.
Yeah.
Unlimited food included?
No, yes, it is, actually. So maybe I could change the menu to all hot dogs. You guys like that?
Just a buffet of hot dogs.
Just hot dogs. That's it. Just $50 worth of hot dogs per person.
Just raw. No toppings. Nothing.
Oh, you can't have toppings in a contest. I mean, that just slows you down.
Just a glass of water.
Yeah, it probably would. It gives you some motivation in the beginning, though, for sure. I mean, you have a good, topped hot dog. You're going in for a third, fourth, fifth. But then you're right, it will slow you down towards the end.
See, I kind of feel like for maybe number four, I might need something extra to get me through it. So then I'll put a little relish on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was wondering. A little
bit of catch up on number four.
I was just wondering, outside of your typical hot dog condiments, ketchup, mustard, relish, what toppings would we put with all these unlimited hot dogs that Dale is now going to give us on the menu?
Chili.
Chopped white onions, chili, nacho cheese.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw, yeah. Pepperoncinis.
Sriracha.
Whatever you want, George. What do you put on your hot dogs?
Me? I don't eat hot dogs.
Pretend you do.
They would probably be mustard and sriracha sauce.
Are you Dale's wife?
It's awesome that someone who doesn't eat hot dogs is going to be in the contest.
I'm not in the contest.
We've already agreed that you are.
Yeah, I do know. Everybody else has agreed that you're going to do this.
Apparently, you guys are all wrong.
It's okay. We'll do a competition. Well,
it's against my dietary standards.
All right. Well, so George can't be in the hot dog eating contest. What bets could we make for George?
Oh, honestly, you know what? You know what? I still owe George from our Break from the Grind charity where we raised money for Toys for Tots. What I still owe George, pepper spray to the face.
Wait, one of you has to be pepper sprayed?
Wait, hold on.
This sounds amazing.
This is something that should have been talked about way before. Yes. This is an event in itself.
That we should sell tickets for this.
Yes, that's right? What I'm saying.
So it has to be recorded. So we raise money every year for Toys for Tots. Last year we raised $5,500. One of the bets we made on our show was
it wasn't a bet. It was something I agreed to.
Well, you agreed if we raised $250 locally at the end of the season, he would agree to be pepper sprayed. And so I have a bunch of people. We work together, so I have a bunch of people at work that were willing to do that to watch him get pepper sprayed. So we raised the $250 pretty easily. And,
sounds like you have a lot of friends at work, George.
I set a low bar. So we did. If you don't know, I've probably been pepper sprayed probably 75 times at least.
He's
damn.
How do you wake yourself up for?
No means no.
No, I worked 8 years in a jail, and I was a very hands-on person. So I got pepper sprayed quite a bit, and it is what it is.
So, yeah, I mean, we can add this to the event at some. I mean, it could be.
We cannot add it to Top Golf because. No, seriously, Top Golf would not allow you to pepper spray inside their facilities because once it gets sucked up into the HVAC system, forget about it.
All right, so at the house later.
Yes,
there we go. This is,
you were talking
the
about
the after.
You guys
after
were talking party. About the after. The yeah. draft night
just
out party.
A live feed for everybody to tune into.
Yes, that would be great.
This will
just
be
Facebook Live. Awesome. George getting pepper sprayed while eating a hot dog.
Pepper spray is hot dog.
Going back to this, so there's basically three packages. There's a gold, platinum, and a diamond. Ranges from $70 to $150 bucks. A couple things I want to mention really quick. The platinum package, like was mentioned, you get a free t-shirt, you get a raffle ticket, ring, all that good stuff. The diamond package, which is pretty cool, and especially pretty cool if you're a small business owner or the Dallas area, even nationally, I guess, because we are a national podcast. Both of us are. You get to co-host one of our podcasts with us, either Eat Sleep Fantasy or Sleeper Wire. So if you're a business owner and you want just basically free advertisement, $150 is pretty cheap to be on an entire episode. And of course, if you're on co-hosting, you mention your business name or whatever. And I don't think any of us would have an issue with that. So that's actually a pretty easy, cheap way. If you are
thousands of people are going to hear it,
right? Hundreds or tens. Dozens, probably.
Tens of millions of people.
Tens of dozens.
That's pretty cool in itself. So just for that alone, if you're thinking about any kind of sponsorship or anything, being on an episode is pretty big. You also get an extra raffle ticket to win one of these signed sports stuff. I just wanted to mention
a signed Pat Fitzmaurice jersey.
Yeah. I think there's a Melvin Gordon jersey, a Juju Smith-Schuster football.
Actually, the Melvin one is not available for a giveaway.
Oh, it's just for show. Gotcha.
No, because it's mine.
Oh.
I'm just calling dibs right now. Okay. I'm taking it.
Sure.
I mean, you could just bring a jersey and he'll sign it for you there.
Yeah, I mean, the picture we have on the website has a Melvin Gordon, Aaron Jones, and Devontae Adams jerseys. Yep. And a Juju Smith-Schuster signed Steelers football.
Yep.
Right. And we have
that Melvin jersey is
awesome. It is cool.
I feel like we need
blue Chargers. Yeah.
We need a competition for a jersey of an actual Top Golf, right? Like there has to be a golf competition for something.
There has to be a golf competition. That's a good call.
A lot of this stuff, we are pretty organized. I mean, for two podcasts that don't really know each other, that live across the country, we've come together and organized it pretty well. But I think there's going to be a lot of impromptu contests and just fun stuff. I mean, we're like-minded, so we're going to come up with cool stuff and fun stuff to do, you know, with during the event, just to be on the raffle doing stupid stuff, you know, being a good golfer or whatever it is. We'll come up with cool stuff, so you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Topgolf serves alcohol, right?
Oh yeah.
That's the answer. Yes is not the answer I was looking for. Oh yeah.
Oh
the
yeah.
answer I was looking
for. Yes.
And we only have a limited amount of tickets. So once those tickets are gone, we're not selling more. We're not opening it up to more people. You have to have a ticket to get in. And when you get that ticket's going to be attached to a number. So you'll just go in a raffle and you'll be able to raffle off and possibly get one of those signed memorabilia just by buying a ticket itself. But once,
except for Melvin Gordon.
Except for the Melvin Gordon ticket. Right.
Yeah, and it's not because we're snobs. It's because we just don't have enough room.
Right.
And we're snobs.
And we're snobs, yeah. Only the elite.
The all elite.
Draft Night Out. DraftNightOut.com. Again, you can reach us via email, info@draftnightout.com, on Twitter @DraftNightOut. The official fantasy draft event of SportsCon is happening July 13th. We will have a booth there, so if you want to come hang out and talk to us before the event, we're going to be there all during SportsCon as well. So we hope to see everybody listening. And if you're not going,
all day Saturday and Sunday morning, right?
Is it just Saturday and Sunday? I think it's Friday as well.
Well, Friday night is the VIP, the opening. If you bought the VIP package ticket, like through SportsCon, I think George and Lucas, you guys are going to that, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I just bought the normal one because I'm cheap. But But yeah, also on, it's on Sunday too, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I think it goes on Sunday morning, or at least Sunday, like till the afternoon.
It's all day Saturday and most of the day Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll be there both days. We're going to record a live show. I would assume at least one, right? We're going to be there. We're going to be there all day, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Sleeper Wire will do a show. Eat Sleep Fantasy is going to do a live show. Probably we might do a collab live show. I don't know. We might just live stream the whole thing and never stop talking because it seems like that's what we're good at.
Well, we're also going to each videotape our experience and put it together into one video. Oh, and I was going to tell everybody this, but I haven't told everybody. So I think one of the things Dale wants to do is he wants to have all the videos from everybody's journey up there be live, not be live, be recorded. So then we can put them all together and turn it into some kind of like a promotional spot for more live events that we do like this.
Yeah. So, what do you mean journey up there?
So from the moment you leave your house to either go on your plane or get in the car to go to SportsCon until the time that you're getting back, document your entire weekend via video on your phone.
You're totally getting video of my morning deuce.
There you go. That's where the money's made, man.
That's it. You put your business
find out in the how deuce. Irregular.
No, it's every morning. It's pretty regular.
Those you know, those videos, they get a lot of views, man. I mean, you can follow the money.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's good. No, that'd be cool. I got really quiet when
I
said that.
I was joking, by the way.
So you want us to like video the whole time, or just like take little video clips here and there?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm getting on the plane. Hey, I'm getting off the plane. I'm going to the Airbnb. Oh, look, I see.
Hey, check out this fat dude sitting next to me on the plane.
Oh, that's Dale.
His name is George.
Talk about how you're so excited that you got into Love Field. You flew into the wrong airport. You're now Ubering to go see Hoos and meet up with your long lost buddies.
Okay, guys, I have something for you. One of the sponsors for SportsCon is Fletcher's Original State Fair Corny Dogs.
Oh my God!
Can we get the sponsor?
So it's gonna be Corny Dogs. I think I mentioned that one time in the app, and somebody questioned whether or not they'd be able to bring them in.
Yeah. Is that so, Corny? Is that like a combo between a corn dog and a coney dog?
No,
where it's like a chili cheese corn dog.
It's hard to tell. And to be completely honest, and I hope Fletcher's isn't listening, these look horrible. Horribly disgusting.
Yeah, but you know what? I bet they're amazing. Fair food is my absolute favorite type of food. Last year, it was my first time at the Minnesota State Fair since moving up here, and I spent over $100 on food in one day on myself. I love fair food so much.
Yeah, this just doesn't... like.
Yeah, keep telling us how regular you are, Chris.
I just Fletcher, that, yeah, that was a bad couple weeks, but...
And a turkey leg, I could see. Cotton candy, whatever. Fried Oreo, yes.
Fried Oreo? What?
Oh, yeah. Deep fried pie. Yeah.
No, this is a Texas thing, Adam.
Oh, my God.
Deep fried pecan pie.
Yes. Too much shit.
Yes.
Should not be frying your Oreos.
Good. Oh, it's so good.
I do love that we started this by shitting all over a sponsor.
No. Like these just look like corn dogs.
That's exactly what they look like. They're just corn dogs.
Yeah. I'm looking at them online. These look amazing.
Oh, God. Yeah. They do. They really do. They look appetizing. If I ate hot dogs, I would be eating a Fletcher's corny dog.
Yeah. Fletcher's, sponsor the show.
Yeah.
We're going to have a corn dog eating contest instead of a hot dog eating contest.
Jason's down with it. So is Dale.
I'm going to be over there just like sticking it all the way down my throat and pulling it out clean like a popsicle.
Well, he's practicing on the back flap, right? So George doesn't eat hot dogs, but he does eat corn dogs. So
it's against my dietary restrictions.
What? Still, Fletcher's, ignore what Dale said because these look amazing.
Listen, eat sleep fantasy shit all over Fletcher's. but Fletcher's is the official sponsor
of
the Sleeper Wire show.
All nine Sleeper Wire guys love it. The presenting
sponsor of Sleeper Wire, brought to you by Fletcher's Original State Fair Corny Dogs. We do not live draft without our favorite food, Fletcher's, the Original State Fair Corny Dogs.
we'll send you guys an invoice.
I am
you can send it to Pat Fitzmaurice.
I'm gonna...
right. Pat, if you're listening, we love you.
Hey, we've already said he's the nicest guy in fantasy, so he's not going to be mad at us.
Listen, without our Fletcher's original State Fair corny dogs, we would not have the energy to stalk Pat Fitzmaurice.
Look, I'm going to be on record here. I am apologizing to Fletcher's original State Fair corny dogs. I'm sure they're a great corn dog. I'm not a big fan. I mean, I don't eat a lot of corn dogs, so I'm going to be happy to taste test Fletcher's original State Fair corny dogs, and I'm sure I'll like them. I'm on their Facebook page, and Aaron Fletcher, the owner, looks like he goes to the gym 3 times a day, and probably don't want to mess with him.
You can look like Aaron Fletcher by eating Fletcher's State Fair corn dogs.
That's right.
Corny dogs.
He bench presses 500 pounds, by the way. It says it. He bench presses 500 pounds.
Yeah, dude. I'm not even really listening to you guys anymore. I'm just looking at pictures of corn dogs on the internet. It's like, this shit looks awesome.
So Aaron Fletcher is the brain behind Quality Control, and he never loses at movie trivia. But you know what he might do? He might lose at fantasy football and NFL trivia at draft night out while eating a Fletcher's original State Fair corny dog with Patrick Fitzmaurice.
I am going to email him and ask him for 200 corn dogs. See if he responds.
Bale's about to just delete this recording and say, you know, we never did a show.
I'm a selling machine. Let's keep this up. What else? What's the next sponsor I'm in? Yeah.
who else is sponsoring sports?
You want me to run that Home Depot ad?
Chick-fil-A's got some pretty bomb chicken sandwiches. You think we can promote them and then just send them a bill?
Listen, I will let you know I am a Red member on the Chick-fil-A app. If you go to Chick-fil-A.com on your phone, you can download their fantastic app. It allows you to not only order before you arrive, but then you can pull up right into the drive-thru lane. You don't have
Jesus Christ.
Your order is always right. The chicken is delicious, and they say it is a pleasure to serve you every time.
They won't sponsor us on Sundays, though.
Chick-fil-A, correct.
No.
And being a football podcast, it's going to be a little tough.
Can we talk about how they are one of the only restaurants inside the Atlanta Stadium, and almost every week Atlanta plays, it's on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
You know, the Georgia,
they have all the college football and, like, you know, state football, state band, tons of, like, you know,
concerts, things going on there all the stuff time. Like that.
Monster Jam, motocross stuff too. But still, yeah, Sundays, you would think Sundays during football season, those 8 weeks are probably half the revenue for the season. And Chick-fil-A is closed.
Well, yeah, because they have the Bible verses on the bottom of their cups.
Well, they're not closed because they have the Bible
verses. That's the reason. John 3:16, thou shalt close Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
By the way, I don't know if you guys have ever been to
a Chick-fil-A. I think that's John 3:17.
I don't know if you've ever been to a Chick-fil-A on a hot summer day, but they have these delicious frozen, it's like a mix between lemonade and ice cream. Guys, what? If you haven't had one of these. Yeah, not they absolutely do.
What is it called?
Hold on. I'll
How is it compared to a Fletcher's original State Fair corn dog?
Now, here's the thing.
They're the perfect combo. They go together.
They're going to be the perfect combo. If we can get Chick-fil-A and Fletcher's together and have a Fletcher's original State Fair chicken corny dog, mix it with the lemonade ice cream frozen combo. Listen, I'm telling you, if you Google...
I've been to Chick-fil-A a lot. I've never heard of this thing.
We are learning all sorts of new things about you today, Jason.
So it's Chick-fil-A lemon what?
This might be like a regional thing.
It's called a Chick-fil-A frozen lemonade.
Yeah.
It's vanilla ice cream mixed with their lemonade.
That sounds awesome.
It is delicious. They also, for those of you who are watching your weight, they have a low-calorie version of the same thing. They use their diet lemonade and mix it with the vanilla ice cream.
People are going to – this is like the audio version of like this, like the center of a magazine when it's all ads and you're like trying to get to the next article.
Right.
Are we doing Taco Bell next?
And these are all bullshit.
It's basically the first 5 seconds of a YouTube clip over and over again.
Adblock Plus doesn't work here.
You're stuck with us. If not, we already got your download number, so –
Ron.
Oh man,
Ron Papil here.
We got anything else draft going night on out besides George being in a hot dog eating contest?
Yeah. Corn dog eating contest corn sponsored dog by Fletcher's original State Fair corn dogs.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm reaching out to Fletcher's.
Definitely come, though. Definitely come to Draft Night Out. Everybody listening, come to Draft Night Out. If you think these people are not funny, there are definitely funnier people going to be at Draft Night Out. So.
Definitely.
And we're all sober right now.
I wonder how much a Fletcher's t-shirt costs, just in case anybody shows up and asks.
Oh, you know what? I am buying a Fletcher's t-shirt, and I will rock that bad boy one of the days we're there.
Oh, these are awesome.
Wait, did...
Yeah, this is going to be my new wardrobe.
Wait, hold on. They have t-shirts? Did I miss that?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, oh, yeah, they got t-shirts.
Listen, you even pointed out that the muscly guy in charge was on the Facebook page. He is wearing a Fletcher's t-shirt.
It's one corn dog talking to another corn dog that has mustard on it, telling it you're so corny.
That's awesome.
No wonder they haven't sponsored us yet. That is beautiful promotion. Man,
never mind.
So when I go to Fletcher's, the thing I want the most, when I was a little kid, I went to Fletcher's and I would always order the jalapeno and cheese dog.
The jalapeno and cheese dog. That sounds awesome.
That's right.
All right. I am reaching out right now, and this is not a joke. I'm reaching out to Amber Fletcher. She's a lead marketing lady. She's a fierce defender of redheads. She's a dog mom to the core and a sunscreen aficionado.
Is she a corn dog mom to the core?
She does not say how much she likes corn dogs.
I mean, she works there, so it probably has to be a lot.
And it's her name. So I'm reaching out to her because she does have a thing. Man, they have a ton of Facebook likes, too. 14,000
people. You should tell her you apologize for saying they look disgusting, because they look amazing.
They do.
I think I'm sticking to my guns here.
They look like the best corn dogs I've seen today.
I think you guys are just trying to suck up to get
them. To be fair, George looks at corn dog pictures all day long at work.
Yes, that's all I do is look at pictures of corn dogs.
All right.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. DraftNightOut.com at DraftNightOut.
Thanks for listening to these last 15 minutes, guys. This was ridiculous.
All right. I think that concludes our time here. Again, EatSleepFantasy.com, SleeperWire.com. What other websites?
Fletcher's Steak Fair Corn Dogs.com.
That was great. We're going to end it right on that.
DraftNightOut.com for sure.
And at Fletcher's Corny Dogs.